You're listening to SBS News.
When Facebook blocked news content in Australia during a standoff with the federal government over a law that would force them to pay news outlets for their content, pages appeared blank. That included health services, emergency pages, and suicide prevention groups. Documents filed to the United States Justice Department and Australia's competition regulator, the ACCC, show not-for-profit group Whistleblower Aid alleges it was a negotiating tactic by Facebook. They were filed on behalf of former Facebook employees, alleging the move was to gain negotiating leverage for the social media platform. Former ACCC Chair Rod Sims says the allegations are appalling, if true, because the social media giant was potentially putting lives at risk for commercial reasons.
I mean, there were bushfires going on at the time and Facebook was being used for bushfire warnings. There was, of course, the COVID pandemic on and health advice going out about that. But you also had other health sites that were giving urgent health advice to people and they were just completely taken down.
An agreement between Facebook and the government was made, and the proposed laws were amended. The change was that they would not apply to Facebook if the company could demonstrate it signed enough deals with news outlets. Facebook's chief, Mark Zuckerberg, congratulated staff on the result. Now Facebook's parent company, Meta, has told SBS it intended to exempt Australian government pages from restrictions, but when it couldn't due to a technical error, it apologised to users. A company spokesperson says any suggestion to the contrary is categorically and obviously false. But Reset Australia's chief executive Chris Cooper says a new comprehensive regulatory framework is needed.
Once again, knowingly undermined democracy, and it's time for us to abandon our incremental, sort of issue-by-issue, piecemeal approach to regulating these businesses, and we need a more holistic regulatory approach and framework. That means that the regulations look at the systems and processes and designs of these platforms that include community and societal risk, not just risk or harm to individuals.
He's issued this warning about the future of social media.
We will never have the safe and free internet that Australians want and deserve if we continue to let platforms like Facebook influence our policy processes.
A statement from the Federal Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, says the bargaining code was hard fought and the outcome helps to ensure the viability of public interest journalism. Communications Minister Paul Fletcher adds the code's purpose was to solve the problem of Google and Facebook attracting people to their sites using content from Australian news media businesses without paying for the content. He says Google has entered into commercial deals with at least 19 news organisations and Facebook with 11. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.